Jaya, amazing beings. I hope you are feeling fantastic in this moment of transition as everybody is retreating into their own space, sometimes in solo dives, just in the context of the family. The topic for this video is I want awakened leaders. As we are managing the crisis, you know, on a micro scale right now, trying to deal with really what's happening, if we look at the larger picture of what's happening on this planet, I really believe that the solution is pretty simple. It doesn't mean that it's easy to implement. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen overnight. But I do believe that it's actually a very simple thing. We have a crisis in leadership. If right now, at the head of governments, at the head of corporations, we had human beings who had the interest of the planet and the interest of humankind as a top priority, we would not be where we are today as a human race. Right now, the planet, the Earth, environments, the oceans, nature, and humankind need attention. They need help, and they need respect, and they need love. And what is happening is, on a political level, on a corporation level, we are being led by people, very often, who don't have the energetic, emotional capacity to see the big picture and to function with values that consider the greater good and see actually the evolution of the planet and humankind within the larger scope and take care of, you know, respecting and loving all living forms on this planet. So this is the crisis that we are facing today on this planet, I believe, and it's a very actual, simple crisis. For me, the way I look at it, it's a crisis in leadership, it's a crisis in systems, it's a crisis in political systems as well. As individuals, you know, if you ask humankind as a whole, we would do a poll right now, how many people, what is the percentage of people who like to see the Amazonian rainforest preserved? My guess is that probably 99% of people want that right now. So why is it that it's not happening? It's because there are forces at play who hold control and hold power in the form of corporations or in the form of political systems that are corrupted and don't respect the will of the greater good in this larger picture. So the equation is simple, you know, when we start micromanaging and making micro choices within all these equations and within all these dynamics, you know, we can have a little bit of an impact. Like, I can have an impact through my own personal choices. But right now, I have the feeling that we live within an environment, within a space, where the core shifts need to be the anchoring of new leadership values. It means that the people who are in power and the way this power is being set up and divided transmitted needs to start anchoring and aligning a new set of values. So in terms of spiritual values, in terms of how this works on a spiritual level, we are talking about the crown chakra, right? You know that this chakra over here, this activation of this energy center is the center for power and authority. This is why we call it the crown, right? This is why kings or people in power will wear, you know, this crown. And guess what? What's the coincidence that is happening right now is that right now we are touched by a virus that is called corona, the coronavirus. So I believe that right now, on a subtle level, what is happening is really a resetting of power, authority, and values, and the way it is being implemented. It doesn't mean that it's something that is visible right now in the way the systems are being redesigned, even though there is some authoritarian outbreaks, you know, on this planet. Of course, we can see that, we can feel that. But I'm talking about something that goes deeper, that has the power to transform the way systems and the way leadership is being handled on this planet. And so I believe that there is a deeper picture, or there is a live vibration, or there is a transmission of new codes that is happening right now. So what the message that I want to send out is, we need help, we need guidance. I want to call on the spiritual powers and forces, angelic powers, all the forces that are guiding the planet and mankind, that are guiding our evolution, to come and help us. Honestly, as an individual, I'm right there. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do next. I'm like, I can, you know, keep on managing my own life. But when I see on the larger picture of something that we need, I am calling on greater forces to come and give us a hand with that. And maybe this, the outbreak that we are facing right now might be a response directly from the Earth to go and start implementing shifts on a large scale, on the scale of the planet and humankind. My belief is that there is a deeper picture going on right now. There is something that is happening on an energetic level, on a profound spiritual level on this planet. And what we are perceiving is just the physical reality of something much vaster going on, because there is a profound reset that is happening right now for the planet humankind. You have, you know, probably 70, 80, 90% of the planet right now, which is in retreat, in isolation. So what happens when a mother wants to instruct her child? She will say, go to your room. She will perform an act of isolating the child. And she will say something like, think, I want you to think about what you did and come back once you understand really what you did wrong. So right now, symbolically, it's something that is happening on a planetary level. I just want to put it out there, you know, I don't have all the answers and the solutions, but the clear impulse that I want to send out, this calling and this prayer, is really, please, we are here as human race, we are on our knees and begging for help and guidance to come from the divine centers. And I'm here to listen personally. I want to listen. I want to be really tuning in and check in internally. What is it that I can do as an individual? What is it that we can do as human race to bring a higher level of harmony and respect for the planet and humankind? I believe that right now we are in a very specific transition time. And hopefully new gateways of human potential and Earth potential are going to open into our future. Yeah, send you big, big love from over here in Bali. I hope you are safe, feeling inspired, and look forward to see what is coming next in our human evolution. I love you. I'll see you soon.